They say ignorance is bliss. For the first time in my life, I agree. I wish I had never uncovered the awful truth.
He had an old four-bedroom crib, 2.5 kids, a wife, a dog, he called his. She drove the minivan, he pushed the sedan, paid all the bills, she just took care of the fam. He had big plans, he would retire by 40, but little did he know that his chick was a whore. She would fuck mad niggas while he went out to work, stayed lifting the skirt till the coochie would hurt. She loved to smoke perk, and she liked to get tied up. She swallowed everything, man, shorty was a rider. He came home early one day to surprise. His man Wick was in the front as soon as he drives up. Open the door to the crib, the music blasted. Weed in the air, she moaning, somebody smashing. Blacked out, got a shotty and started blasting. When he caught his best friend and wifey in action, the two dead is still broad daylight. Turned a shotty on himself and took his own life. Out of passion, love didn't supersede his actions. That's when his kids came in and seen what happened. An outcast like Big Boy and Dre, Three Stacks. A straight A student, but in his school he was whack. He knew Beethoven, he wasn't really fond of rap, but Nirvana, Teen Spirit was his favorite track. He was more obsessed with Kurt Cobain, his hero, strong enough to leave this world of pain. Ashamed of his complex brain, had nothing to gain. He was alone in the rain, yet his hunger for fame made him strap up, his gear got blacker, more gothic, thinking with a killer's logic. 5 a.m., he pulls the AK from the closet. 7 a.m., the bell rings and he cocks it. He shot it off in every classroom, massacred many, leaving puddle-sized blood pools in school. He will forever be cool. Got on his knees and shed a tear because he was a fool. In the time where the devil rules, he was ahead. Instead, he fired rounds and straight blew off his head. Enough said, innocence is now dead. His last memory was now read on the news. Life is what you choose. Two cases of crimes of passion. The first question is why. The first answer is, these motherfuckers must have lost their damn mind. Him killing his lady like that, or him shooting up that school. But for real, these dudes were disturbed, pushed to the limit by love or the lack thereof. And you know the media sensationalizes the violence. Even the dead don't get peace. This is the reason why love needs to increase. Maybe then, and maybe then only, we'll have safer streets. Just treat others like you want to be treated, because you never ever know when a prayer might be needed, just because you made a motherfucker heated. And that's real.